Are you sure you're ready to deal with the civilian world? So you joined the army at one point for a specific reason. Whether you realized you were an outcast and could no longer fit in, you were told to go to jail or go to the army. It was just a patriotic reason, but no matter why you came in, somewhere along that line, especially in the combat arms world, you found your family. So I never felt more home in my entire life, still today, than I was in the Army infantry. You know, you're around like-minded dudes. At least in my generation, there was no fucking feelings. There was a lot less paperwork. You know, we weren't super sensitive. Guys would fight it out all the time. We would keep things in-house when people got in trouble. But even with today's soft army, you got to remember, America also got soft. So I'll tell you this, man. If you think you're going to get out and go like into corporate America, especially in the office world, and you're going to deal with just people who never served, never even shot a gun or saw a gun in real life, and you think you're going to get away with talking the way you did in the infantry, it ain't going to fucking happen, man. You know, all that EO shit and sexual harassment bullshit you deal with on duty, that's fucking nothing compared to what you deal with in the corporate world. And I'm telling you, man, if you make the wrong joke around the wrong person, it doesn't matter how good you are at your job. That shit takes precedence over a good employee. They will fucking send you home immediately. And then you won't get a reference for your next job. So it's back to ground zero. Oh, here's my DD-214. I was a cool army guy. I want to work at Burger King and work my way up. And they're going to be like, you got out 2 years ago. What have you been doing since? Yeah, I got fired from this pretty cool office job, you know, because I was talking about cunts and machine guns, and they didn't like that. And they'd be like, okay, get the fuck out of here.